Hi, this is Description Valerie in Toronto, sort of. Hi, I'm Valerie, and yeah, I'm in Toronto. I'm in the apartment now. Again, back, yay. Today is, what, 28th of December, but I'm probably posting this tomorrow because you don't want me talking 2 days in a frickin' row. And I have something to read, yay! I warned you I was going to be reading things aloud, so I'm going to be reading this aloud. There's a writer for the website Deadspin named Albert Beneko, or however it's pronounced. And he has his own little part of the Deadspin world called Foodspin, where he writes about how to prepare food and how to do it well and writes other things connected to that. And I really enjoy reading him. And I just noticed that he has a new column that has come up, as often happens on a weekend. So I will read it. I have not previously read it, so I may screw up, and I don't care. It's called How to Eat the Raw Oyster, Goodness in Its Pure Form. All right, let's do this. Wait a minute, I have to turn something off to make sure it doesn't go off. Okay. No one has moderate feelings toward the raw oyster, except perhaps for the terminally indifferent. May they ride the meh bus straight to hell. Either you, oh my god, love them, or you think they are gross little brine loogies and have bad taste in things. Which, hey, yes. Raw oysters, grayish and wet and cold and somewhat jelly-like, briny tasting and raw to a flagrant degree that even sashimi cannot match, are not exactly the most user-friendly of the foodstuffs. The very suggestion of consuming a raw oyster on purpose must seem to the sorts of depressingly numerous weenies who must pinch their noses and chew at light speed just to choke down a Brussels sprout without dry heaving, patently ludicrous. Not unlike how you might feel if a significant other proposed taking a road trip to 1934. What? No. Get out of here with that crazy shit. What the fuck's wrong with you? So yes, the initial unattractiveness of a raw oyster, both superficially and as a filter-feeding, dirty-shell-encased, amorphous blob of a concept, is a hurdle to get over. Okay, but damn it, what kind of asshole runs away from hurdles? Here's the thing. Raw, fresh oysters are amazing. An oyster, in its fresh and raw form, reflects with gem-grade clarity the place where it grew, some far-flung place that, because the oyster was just harvested and just now cranked open, with water from that place still in its shell and body, you are able to experience more or less exactly as it is right now, even though you are very far away from it. The difference between a Maine oyster, intense and face-crumplingly briny, and the gentle, sweet oysters from off British Columbia is not a difference of culinary technique, or style, or fanciness of equipment, or accompanying flavors, or the friggin' gluten content of its breading, or any of the other embellishments we heap upon the most basic foodstuffs as we prepare them for eating. It's precisely the difference between the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of Maine and the Pacific Ocean off the coast of British Columbia, and nothing else. This is a pleasingly simple and elegant notion that would mean nothing at all if not for the additional and certainly more important fact that fresh, raw oysters from places where the water is cold and the conditions are favorable for oyster growth and feeding taste goddamn wonderful and are a genuine gas to eat. This part, though, you will have to find out for yourself. This is a great time to do so, close to the peak of their seasonal excellence. Are you excited? A little bit afraid, but also excited? Yes? Let's do this! First thing to do, of course, is to select and acquire oysters. A half dozen for each person who'll be slurping them down. You may not eat that many, but you may very well mangle a few of them in the shucking. Decide for yourself whether you prefer saltier or milder, larger or smaller, firmer or softer oysters, and inform your fishmonger-type person accordingly. Generally speaking, Pacific Northwest oysters are sweeter and milder and less challenging than New England oysters. New Brunswick and Newfoundland produce mild oysters too, but these will not rival Pacific oysters for sweetness. A mostly safe rule holds that cold water oysters, think of the coasts of Canada, the Pacific Northwest, the various waters off Northern Europe, Japan, New Zealand, and so on, are milder and sweeter, more beginner-friendly, than warm water oysters. And Pacific oysters are milder and sweeter than Atlantic ones. Accordingly, the Mid-Atlantic is home to some very tasty oysters that will nonetheless turn your entire head inside out, which is quite a thing to record on video. Also, some otherwise intelligent-seeming people insist that Apalachicola Bay, Florida, produces the best oysters to be found anywhere else on Earth. Maybe they're right, maybe they're wrong. Maybe they're Disney-engineered cyborgs planted to spread pro-Florida propaganda. In any case, if you should happen to have access to fresh Apalachicola Bay oysters, bully for you. Otherwise, err toward cold water if you're unsure of your tolerance for briny intensity, okay? Oh, also, an important thing to know is that you're not necessarily limited to what you can find in whatever local place happens to sell some seafood. Nowadays, you can order oysters from all over the globe online or by phone and have them shipped to you with a reasonably high degree of confidence that they'll arrive fresh. Give it a shot. As with other bivalves, these must be alive at the time of purchase, and they must remain alive until you are ready to shuck and eat them. And that's easy enough to verify. If their shells are firmly closed, or if they close themselves promptly when you squeeze them or tap on them, and especially if they tell you to stay out of my room, Dad, gosh, as they do, then they are alive. Otherwise, chuck them. They should also be fresh, which is not as big a pain in the ass as you might think. Oysters are much, much hardier than other live bivalves, and so the window of time they can spend out of the ocean and still be considered fresh is much, much wider than for clams and mussels. But still, the more recently they were harvested, the better they'll taste. It's perfectly okay to ask your fishmonger or wiry peg-legged wharf dude or the clerk at the seafood counter or the online broker or whomever how recently his oysters were yanked out of the water. And if he claims not to know, it's also perfectly okay to give him a modest quantity of stink eye on your way to find someone else to buy oysters from. Ideally, your oysters will not have spent more than a few days out of the ocean by the time you eat them. Unless they've been mistreated, they'll be tasty longer than that, and despite popular folklore, will almost certainly not turn your lower gastrointestinal tract into a fire hose, just not as tasty as they were a few days ago. So, you got your oysters. Excellent. Next thing to do is to keep them alive until you're ready to eat them. This is pretty straightforward because, again, they're pretty hardy little bastards as mucus-stuffed rocks go. Keep them cold, keep them damp, and give them access to air. A common mistake is to pack the oysters in a bunch of crushed ice in a bag. The problem here is that ice melts. And then these marine creatures are swimming in fresh water, which is toxic to them. And then they die. And then you might just as well have wadded up some of your money and pitched it into a volcano, which would be a much cooler way to waste it. Don't do that. Cover them with damp paper towels in the refrigerator. They'll keep for a while. Seriously, these fuckers used to be shipped by railroad to the friggin' rocky fucking mountains back in ye olden times. But anyway, you're gonna eat them within the next 36 hours because that is what an internet person is telling you to do. Some time has passed, and your oysters are still alive because you stored them smartly, and now you are ready to eat them. Clean your oysters. Their shells are covered with sand, and likely some not inconsiderable quantity of seaweed or friggin' kelp spores or viscous sea mud or some shit. Point is, that shit has to come off, or else it will find a way to go into your person, where it will make you feel bad about things, like, for example, your stomach, which will transmogrify into an entire wolverine, and also feel bad about things, notably about you and about remaining inside of you. Stick them in a colander and shake them around under a cold running faucet, maybe with a few ice cubes stuck in there to keep them as cold as possible. Break out the scrub brush or steel wool for any particular steadfast schmutz. And now, the awful part. Shuck your goddamn oysters. Now look, you read about this shit in a cookbook, or you watch some oyster shucking professional do it in an oyster bar, and it seems so simple. You grip the oyster in a sturdy hand towel with the hinge sticking out, you work the tip of an oyster knife into the hinge, push down, rotate the blade slightly until you feel a small pop at the separation of the top shell from the bottom, then you slip the knife deep into the opening, press it against the top, and slide the length of the oyster shell to separate the oyster itself from the top shell, and then, finally, you slide the knife under the exposed oyster to separate it from the bottom shell so that it can be eaten, and voila! The whole thing maybe takes 3-4 seconds, says the book or video or oyster shucking dude at the wharf. And that is just a bunch of bullshit right there. Or, anyway, yes, that is the basic procedure for oyster shucking, and it is quite simple and quick for people who have done it 10 trillion times and have thus developed forearms the size of large dogs. For the rest of us, I am very sorry to say, this is a miserable, fumbling, cursing, desperate, vain-seeming chore, at least the first time, in the commission of which you will expend literally all the metabolic energy you will ever have, and during which you will come to suspect and then believe, and then goddamn know, that this is not an actual oyster at all. This is a fucking stone. This is just a goddamn hunk of fucking shale, and I am attempting to shuck a hunk of shale when instead I should be taking it back to the fish market and bludgeoning the prankster fish fuck to death with it. Yes, this. The purifying furnace of your own all-consuming hate. This is precisely what will enable you to crack open that first stupid snot rack, this, and your solemn determination that goddammit something is getting split open at the end of all this toil and misery and failure, be it an oyster, or a stone, or a seafood clerk's cranium, or the next uranium atom that gives you any shit. You can, you will, open that first oyster, and then many of its brethren, until all bivalves spread the legend of your cruelty in hushed tones and fling themselves wide open at the first whisper of your approach. Goddamn starfish can open an oyster, and you're a hell of a lot more capable than a goddamn starfish. Hell, you passed anger management class 4 times. A note here. Christ, more, you say? Shut up. Never use a steak knife, or a pocket knife, or a butter knife, or chainsaw to attempt to open an oyster. Never use anything but an oyster knife. Not only can other varieties of blade give you grisly wounds when they slip out of the oyster shell while you are applying many hundreds of pounds of pressure to them, but also they can just frickin' break, because they are not made for oyster shucking. This breaking can also cause grisly wounds. More importantly, though, that's just a waste of a knife. Get an oyster knife. Shouldn't cost you more than $9. So, it is now 2071, and all your oysters have succumbed, whether from the gradual improvement of your shucking technique, or more likely, pity. In any event, plate them, finally, on a bed of crushed ice to keep them cold to the very end. And now, by God, eat them. Your raw oysters require nothing in order to be the perfect foodstuff. Nothing. However, if you'd like to dress them up with a squeeze of fresh lemon, or a modest dab of cocktail sauce, or some straight horseradish, or a few drops of hot sauce, that's okay. Pairing them with booze is fun. Cold beer or champagne is nice. So is straight, very cold vodka as a palate cleanser between oysters. The important thing here is not to extract the oyster daintily from its shell with a little shrimp fork like a goddamn fraidy cat. Lift an oyster shell directly to your face, take a deep whiff of it, and then slurp that goddamn prehistoric life wad into your mouth like a fucking walrus. Don't swallow it down in one go like a little kid choking down the last bite of dinner so we can have dessert. Give it a couple of committed, unhurried chews. And pay attention to the flavor. Briny and sweet and ineffably oystery, it tastes like the precise place of its origin, and urgently fresh and exciting and utterly distinct. This is the raw stuff of joy, unembellished and unmodified thing that is good. And here you are liking things that are good, and that is good. And if you are good, and having somebody else do the shucking next time will be good too. That was How to Eat the Raw Oyster, Goodness in Its Pure Form by Albert Benneco on Deadspin.